This is Akashvani, the news read by Navanita Adhikari Srivastav. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that PM Kisan Samman Nidhi is an example of government's commitment towards farmers' welfare. Releasing the 20th installment of Kisan Samman Nidhi of 20,500 crore rupees to the farmers from Varanasi today, Prime Minister said that the government has worked with full force to solve every problem of the farmers in the last decade. He criticized the opposition for the negative narrative. The PM informed that 3,75,000 crore rupees till date have been transferred to the farmers' accounts under PM Kisan Samman Nidhi. Out of this amount, 90,000 crore has given to 2.5 crore farmers of Uttar Pradesh and 900 crore to the farmers of Kashi. PM Modi said that weather is always a challenge for farmers. That's why 1.75 lakh crore rupees claimed till date have been given to farmers under PM Fasal Bima Yojana.
किसानों के सामने एक बड़ी चुनौती मौसम की होती रही है. कभी ज्यादा बारिश हो गई, कभी ओला गिर गया, पाला पड़ गया. किसानों को इससे सुरक्षा देने के लिए पीएम फसल बीमा योजना शुरू हुई. इस बीमा योजना के तहत अब तक 2.25 लाख करोड़ रुपए से ज्यादा का क्लेम किसानों को दिया जा चुका है.
Criticizing the opposition, PM Modi said that this is New India. During Operation Sindoor, the entire world saw the power of self-reliant India. The PM highlighted that in the coming days, BrahMos missiles and weapons made in UP will destroy enemies. In a significant ruling, the Special Court of MPs MLAs in Bengaluru sentenced former JDS MP Prajwal Revanna to life imprisonment till death in the rape case. The case involved as obscene video and the rape of a 47-year-old woman. Pronouncing the punishment, the Special Court Judge Santosh Gajanan Bhatt also imposed a fine of 10 lakh rupees on the convict. Prajwal Revanna, the grandson of former Prime Minister H.D. Devegowda, was convicted for repeated rape and abusing his position of power. The court also ordered a fine of 7 lakh rupees to be paid to the victim. The court delivered the verdict yesterday, while the quantum of sentence has been pronounced today. Prajwal Revanna is also facing 3 additional cases of a similar nature. The case pertains to the sexual assault of a woman who worked as a maid at the guest house owned by the Revanna family. India has received the 16 Airbus C-295 military transport aircraft, marking a significant upgrade to its defense capabilities. The handover took place today in Seville, Spain, with Indian Ambassador Dinesh K. Patnaik and senior Indian Air Force officials in attendance. The delivery came 2 months ahead of schedule. The Election Commission today said that not a single claim or objection has been filed by any political party in the first 24 hours of the publication of the draft electoral rolls in Bihar. In a statement, the Commission said all political parties put together have filed 0 claims and objections for the addition of the names of eligible electors and deletion of the names of ineligible electors. The poll body had released the draft electoral rolls for Bihar yesterday afternoon, following the completion of the enumeration phase under the Special Intensive Revision SIR 2025. In Jammu and Kashmir, 3 terrorists were killed in ongoing anti-terrorist operation in Akhal Devsar area of South Kashmir's Kulgam district since last evening. Police officials said the operation to neutralize the terrorists has been going on since last evening. They said 3 unidentified terrorists have been killed in this encounter till now. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Assam, Meghalaya, sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim, Arunachal Pradesh and Bihar today. In cricket, Yashasvi Jaiswal's century helped India make 396 runs for 9 a short while ago in their second innings against host England on day 3 of the 5th and final test of Anderson Tendulkar Trophy. And that is the end of this news bulletin.